Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer, and I'm going back in time to the business that it all got started for me in legal tech. Ryan Newbern is the president and CEO of one of the most innovative legal tech companies I've seen in a long time, Jurycon, jurycon.ai. Welcome to the Playbook, my friend Ryan Newbern.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, you've created a platform I wish I was selling years ago when I had Westlaw, because it was impossible to do what you can do today. And a lot of people, even on the show, Go Fund Yourself, proved our point. As I remember a billion-dollar company CEO sitting to my left going, yeah, but they're lawyers. And, you know, this understanding of the value that can be provided by jurycon.ai is exceptional. How have you applied AI using plain language to find the right lawyer so you're not oversold, back-end sold, lied, manipulated, cheated by a lawyer?
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's using the power of AI to take plain language to determine exactly the type of lawyer somebody needs. So somebody logs onto our platform, types out their legal issue using non-legalese, plain language, and our proprietary AI figures out exactly what type of lawyer you need and matches you with an ideal lawyer to solve that legal issue. Very quick, very simple.
Now, you, like me, are a lawyer.
Yes, sir.
You're an exceptionally trained corporate lawyer working for one of the biggest and best law firms in the world. If I can say Skadden and Arps to compliment.
Yep.
It was one of the biggest and worst. I won't say their name, but they are. And they have a long track history of guiding companies through every stage of the business life cycle. And you personally have been involved with over 100 entities yourself with partnerships, LLC, nonprofits, corporations, different jurisdictions and different countries. Where do people make this mistake? What's the biggest thing or reason why people don't understand that not every lawyer can do everything?
Yeah, I mean, that's the truth. And I like to analogize it to the medical field because lawyers are very, very similar, right? You don't hire a dermatologist to perform open heart surgery. They both went to medical school, but that's not the person you want cutting you open. Similarly, you don't hire me if you need to go into court. That's not what I do. I'm a transactional and M&A lawyer, and lawyers are every bit as specialized as doctors are. So you really want to make sure that you hire a lawyer who has the specific expertise and experience to solve your legal issue. Because, I mean, look, at the end of the day, lawyers are generally speaking not great business people. So if you ask them, can you solve this problem? The answer is always going to be yes. Are they actually able to solve that problem? That depends on whether they have the experience to do so.
Yeah. And let's talk about the economics, because one of the things that I was super excited about when you made your presentation on Go Fund Yourself was I understood the money side of it. I know as a lawyer, as a client, how much money I have wasted, not just in hard dollars, but in emotional expense. Which so many people, no matter how seasoned you are, they just don't seem to take into account the emotional expense of not having the right lawyer. And I have personally had that situation, and it was part of my journey of losing over $100 million was because I didn't have the right advocacy. I didn't have Jurycon there for me to make sure that I was using the right people in the right place. First, let's talk about hard costs. What are some of the quantitative values of Jurycon as far as hard costs go?
Yeah, so what we found is that particularly small and medium-sized businesses, as they're looking to hire a lawyer, they will spend anywhere from 12 to 24 hours researching, trying to find the proper lawyer who has the experience and expertise to solve their legal issue. And then typically speaking, they end up at either a firm that is too large, so they end up spending between 30 and 40% more on the billable hour or the retainer necessary, or they just don't end up hiring an attorney at all because they're essentially priced out of the market. And over 65% of those who end up not hiring an attorney come to regret it, either because the deal went sour or because the litigation went the wrong direction. They didn't have the representation that they needed.
Yeah. And beyond the amount of time that they spent, having a marketplace with specific skill set, you know, what I have found is when someone has the situational knowledge and experience, they charge less, not more. And
exactly right.
it is a matter of projecting almost insecurity if you're not dealing with the biggest firms where they don't need to do that. But if you're looking at a smaller mid-sized law firm and they only deal with X as an issue, they're able, because of the scalability of the issue, to charge less, and they seem to be more fair because they don't have as many employees in overhead.
That's so true.
And I had some billion-dollar clients, and we've gone into some offices. I'll use his name because he passed, but one of my bigger partners and clients was a man named Sidney Frank, and he sold Grey Goose vodka for $2.6 billion. And we walked into a law firm for a real estate deal, and he goes, "We're leaving." What? Yeah, we're leaving. I'm not paying for all this shit. And he met the
It.
lobby, the
Oh,
employee,
yeah. Oh, it's palatial.
and I think it's important because, a lot of those guys that know the issues better, but don't have a lot of employees overhead or money to market, are really difficult to find. And JuryCon allows you to find those lawyers and get better value for less hard costs.
That's so true, David. And honestly, it's the direction that the legal market is moving generally. As we become more used to working remotely, we don't need the palatial offices. We don't need the secretaries, the typewriter pools. So you're finding more and more legal experience, particularly those who have a lot of niche experience, are going out on their own because they can do it without the overhead, so they can provide better service to their clients and charge less to do it. And so I think that is the direction the legal market's moving anyway, and we're just capitalizing on that.
And you still get the killer views that you have behind you,
You got it.
or the cool books that I got behind me and pictures anyway. So,
Amen.
and if you don't have it, you just put a green screen up and you can have whatever you want, like that fancy living room that everybody has with the piano. Anyway.
Exactly. The grand, yeah, the baby grand. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. Now let's talk about the real expense, the one that most people don't know until after the transaction. You and I both know, both the lawyer and the client, they never estimate the emotional expense. And, if you're spending your emotions in the wrong trajectory, it can get to far beyond what any hard cost will ever be in any transaction, negotiation, or legal matter. And I personally, once again, have experienced that. It almost cost me my marriage, my life, all, it did cost me all my money, but the emotional side of that, having to tell my mom I went bankrupt and I lost her house, I'm still recovering from that emotional expense.
Oh,
And if
absolutely.
I just would have had the right advocacy before the transaction and during the transaction, I never would have learned the lessons I had to learn, but I would have avoided a lot of emotional expense. What are some of the areas that you've seen in creating JuryCon that are resolved emotionally by JuryCon?
Oh, God, David, I'm so glad you bring that up because it was one of the impetuses for creating this product. I was working as a general counsel for a company, and I needed a lawyer who had specific expertise in the area of Utah that for a statute that only existed between 1962 and 1968. We're talking about as niche as you could be. And I spent weeks looking for it, talking to various large law firms. Finally, I ran across this woman who that's what she specialized in. And as a general counsel, I was working on a multi-billion dollar deal. And there was all of a sudden, I had this conversation with her and she goes, "Oh yeah, I've done that before." And I realized, "Oh yeah, I have done that before" is the greatest thing you could hear from a lawyer.
Yeah.
Because that gives you that mental sigh that, okay, I am in good hands. And that emotional of hiring somebody who knows what they're doing because they've done it before, you can't put a value on it. You just can't put a value of having that specific experience and expertise doing exactly what you need to have done.
My entire philosophy of knowing your who you can help and who can help you. And the fastest way to get to where you want to be is find someone that's already there and ask them for
Exactly.
directions.
100%.
And this marketplace at JuryCon facilitates both of those situations, finding the people that sit in the situation that you want to be in, but also being in a position to help yourself as well and help other people, which is a big a part of what JuryCon does. Now, you're raising money. You've had great success. You're scaling the business. Where are you raising money, and what's it going to be used for?
Yeah, so we're currently in the process to take the platform nationwide. We're currently focused, or we did our market test entirely in Colorado because that's where I happen to be. So I know the legal market very well. It's easier to find lawyers to be on our platform. And now that we've proved that the market works, we've proved that it will match people to their ideal attorneys, we're raising money to take it nationwide. So the $2 million that we're raising, part of it will be to improve the platform, to build our proprietary LLM, and then to hire the customer acquisition team that we need to take it nationwide. We're really, really excited about the direction that it's going. And, you know, a year from now, we hope that we'll be at the top of the heap, and Westlaw will be kind of a forgotten
There you go. And I'd be okay with that now that I've already cashed out from some of those.
thing.
I'm okay with that. I'm going to invest in Jurycon so I can take advantage of my second run in the
Love
legal
it.
tech space, which is awesome. One of the other things in that expansion with the raise that you're doing is that this is so powerful at the local level, at a pilot level. But one of the iterations, the work group ethic that exists between lawyers will only amplify the value to the clients as they're working lawyer to lawyer in JerryCon as well, because I have multiple clients, billion-dollar clients, huge leagues, organizations, teams that I work with that are outsourcing and working lawyer to lawyer and having not only the hard cost issue, but the emotional expense issue as well. And so you've been a corporate lawyer, you know the lawyer to lawyer side of it. How is JuryCon benefiting? Because you could explain better than me this work group ethic that has a great value as well beyond the client to lawyer relationship.
Yeah, what a wonderful topic to bring up. So one of the things that we offer our lawyers once they're subscribers is the ability to utilize the system essentially for their own practice. So I'm a lawyer, a corporate lawyer working in Colorado. I have a case in Arizona, or I have a case in Delaware, and I've had many of those, and I need to find local counsel, or I need to find particular expertise. I have the ability to then tap into the platform, find a lawyer who has the specific expertise and experience that my client needs. And then what we're building in with this update to our platform is the ability for lawyers to have that communication on the back end so that I can verify, yes, this is the attorney that's perfect for my client. So to give me the ability to look great in front of my client as I find them the ideal attorney, and it'll give that attorney in Arizona or in Delaware, whoever it happens to be with that niche, the ability to expand their practice. So it's finding the right person for the right job.
Now, finally, I hadn't been able to ask this question on GoFund Yourself, but wanted to ask it here. How are you going to deal with reviews? Because we now can verify the performances as well. Are you going to get involved in the review side of things, or comments and questions, or how and what are you doing with the collective community?
Great question. So at the beginning, and this is going to be part of our next module, we're going to allow people to bring in their Google reviews, that sort of thing, so that we have kind of a baseline. The problem with Google reviews, and you know it as well as I do, is that anyone can review anything. You don't necessarily have to have had contact with that lawyer. But what we're going to do is we're going to have a system where we know client X had contact with lawyer Y. So we're going to be able to provide verified reviews and give real feedback both for the lawyers as well as for the client, so that when you see, hey, this person has 4 5-star reviews or 15 5-star reviews, you know that those reviews were coming from someone that actually represented that that lawyer actually represented that client, as opposed to some group in China or Singapore that's just, you know, hitting buttons on a phone over and over again. You know, I've had people come and offer to do that for me, for my own law firm. But we'll be able to make sure that these are real, legit reviews and really give that additional feeling of quality to the connections that we make.
I get that every day for almost everything that I'm doing, from TV shows,
Absolutely.
movie, podcasts, books, speaking, all the videos I have, and I refuse to do it. And so would
Yeah,
you. I wish I had a
absolutely.
system to have verified people that have been coached by me or have heard me speak or read my book and have it be verified to say, man, this guy's changed my life. That's why I
Yeah.
try to do those videos. But I've been in this legal tech space since 1992. My exit was for $3.4 billion to Thomson Reuters. I know this space. And the day I heard you speak, I said, this is a business I want to be involved with. This is a great business that will benefit everyone. And so like I always say, nobody's as good as you say you are, and no one is as bad as you say you are, especially lawyers. So
so
appreciate
true.
you bringing the truth out with jurycon.ai. Everybody, if you want to invest in the best or just participate with the rest, it's going nationwide. JuryCon will help you find the best representation for your critical business issue, topic, subject matter, expertise that you're looking for. Fastest way to get to where you want to be, find someone that's already there and ask them for directions. Amen. Ryan Newbern has started this great company, and now it's time to scale. Join us on that journey. Ryan, thank you so much for joining me on Entrepreneurs the Playbook.